Hey, everybody. This is Black Women with Other Brothers, your podcast for Wednesday, May 6th. And this podcast is coming to you late Wednesday night. Actually, in another 30 minutes, it'll be Thursday, but it'll be posted for Wednesday. How are you, ladies and gentlemen, doing? Well, it's pretty interesting here in San Francisco, and excuse me for being absorbed by my environment. I totally am, and I have been since about March. The middle of March, that's when things have started being really wacky here. But I want to talk about something that I did today, and you probably could relate to it too. So we are still on shelter-in-place lockdown. San Francisco was the first American city that went on lockdown. It's been dragging on for months now. Like, really, it's been dragging on for months. But I've been, you know, having my life about as normal as possible. Although there is a junkie apocalypse, the mayor allowed the junkie bums to take their tent and pitch them everywhere. And now it's a big scandal in San Francisco because the city is being sued by a prestigious law college for deplorable living conditions. This is what I've been talking about for a while. It's totally unnecessary, but I don't understand politics. I'm not here to be a politician. Anyway, so today I've been sort of exploring how I could get back to my normal life, considering it's all these weirdos on the street. And I found out how I could do that. And some people that I met, I go to a farmer's market near my house. It's across the plaza from San Francisco City Hall. You could see the City Hall right from this farmer's market. And I really like these guys. They're some kind of foreign. I don't know if they're Hispanic with accents, but they're really nice. And they were so nice to me. And when this started, I gave them a $5 tip because that's what I like to do. I like to show my appreciation. And, you know, what's a better way of showing your appreciation than giving somebody money? That's why tips are very important. And I went to their Facebook page and I complimented their organic produce. They have all this beautiful California fresh produce. And then they said, "Hey, Didi, we just decided that you want a box of produce." They just out of the blue offered me a box of produce. Now, I don't receive any government subsidies, no food stamps, no welfare. I jokingly call myself a sexist, womanist, bohemian, trophy widow. However, I do accept all gifts. So I'm like, wow, this is great. Like, I always accept a gift graciously. I said, "Thank you. What is this?" And they told me it was a box of produce. Now, California organic produce is not cheap. And it was hot today in San Francisco, California, like in the 70s. Well, that's hot for us. The average temperature here is about, I'm thinking maybe 58, 55 degrees. So it was hot. And I decided to put on this little pink, of course, since that's my power color. I put on a pink, kind of like a hippy-dippy, loose flowing hippie dress. Pink with like bell sleeves, flowy. Didn't really skim across my body, more flowy. And I carefully walked because walking is my jam. I walk for physical and mental health. So I ran some essential errands. And then I made it to the farmer's market today, earlier Wednesday today. And they said, "Oh, yeah." And it brought this big box, like full with this, you know, sprayed down. This beautiful array of fresh vegetables. I was like really impressed. And they said, "May we take a photo of you and then we could put it on our Facebook page?" And I said, "Yeah." And then we were talking about my other podcast, San Francisco Dam. And they said, "Maybe we could be on your podcast." Hey, what that was reciprocity. They probably maybe wanted to collaborate with me. And to do that, they gave me a gift. Now, that is what you're supposed to do. They did me a favor. And so I'm happy to do them a favor, reciprocity. But I started by doing them a favor. I patronized them and then I tipped them. Okay, so let me stay focused since all Black Women with Other Brothers podcasts that come to you Monday, Wednesday, and Friday are under 10 minutes long. And right now we're almost at 5 minutes. And so we got to take this picture. And, you know, before I left, I said, I should put on something like a little bit more form-fitting. And then I said, no, Didi, just put on this little dress. Dress actually looks sort of like a sack. It's V-neck, bell sleeve, not doesn't skim my body. And we took the picture and, you know, we socially distanced. I had on a mask and gloves, sun hat, the pink dress. I looked at a picture. That dress looked like a paper bag. I should have listened to my first intuition and worn something that skimmed. Here comes Stevie Wonderful again. Skimmed my body, which I did not. And I looked at that photo. I'm like, that dress is so unflattering. It was pink, but it did not photograph well. So I guess what I'm saying is, listen to your first intuition about anything. I listened to my first intuition when I patronize these guys. I listened to my intuition when I tipped them $5. I listened to my intuition when I accepted their beautiful, I mean, this is a box of produce. I don't want to guess how much it's worth because that's tacky. But again, organic produce, it's not cheap, you know, on any day. And I should have listened to my intuition to put on a more form-fitting outfit that would have showed off my figure better in the photograph that they might be using on their Facebook page. And that's what I've got. Because right now, it's hitting midnight. It's not really midnight. It's like 11:33. And I got my walk in. I got my box of organic vegetables. I did stop and get a takeout at my favorite Vietnamese restaurant. Actually, that's the restaurant where Richard and I had our wedding reception. These are my peeps. And I only support people that reciprocate. Now, this Vietnamese restaurant, they treat me like a queen. They treat me like fabulous. So I had this big box of organic produce. And I stopped in to get a Vietnamese takeout. And they treated me well. And that's what I've got. Listen to your intuition and get out of the house. Get out of the house. Go take a walk. Put on some sunscreen, a sun hat, and take a walk. So I want to make sure this posts today on the 6th because I keep telling myself I'm posting every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening. Thanks for subscribing. This is Black Women with Other Brothers. I'm Didi LaFrac. Everything's beautiful.